こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、ノートルダム大学の研究で 57% の人が習慣的に目覚ましのスヌーズ機能を使っていることが分かりました。研究では毎日企業で働いている450人の成人にウェアラブルデバイスを着用してもらい、睡眠時間、心拍数、歩数などを測定しつつ日々のアンケートに答えてもらいました。女性は男性よりスヌーズ機能を使う割合が 50% 多くなっており、スヌーズ機能を使っている人は使っていない人に比べて日中の歩数が少なく、ぐっすり眠れていない回数が多くなっていました。夜型の人はスヌーズ機能を使う傾向にあり、朝型の人に比べて全体的に疲れていました。
A study by the University of Notre Dame has found that 57% of people habitually use the snooze button. In the study, 450 adults who go to work every day wore a device that measured their sleep, heart rate, and steps. They also answered a daily survey. On average, women use the snooze button 50% more than men.And people who use the snooze button, regardless of gender, walked fewer steps and had more disturbances during sleep. Nocturnal people tended to use the snooze button more and were more fatigued in general than morning people.
そう、単純に基本的には睡眠が足りてない人が使ってるんだけど、以前からスヌーズは体に悪いって言っている専門家が多くて、ただ実際にそれを明確に示したデータがあるわけではないっていうふうにこの論文では言っていて、その人間が一体どれぐらいの頻度でなぜスヌーズを使うのかっていう研究がほぼされてないと。だ今回の結果を見ると、スヌーズ云々っていうよりも睡眠不足で目覚ましが必要な場合、それ自体がもう問題なのであるみたいな結論になってた。
Right. So we shouldn't blame use of the snooze button. So the snooze button's a good thing, or like where are we at on the snooze button?
そのいいか悪いかっていうのは本当に場合によるとしか言えないみたいな。だからその研究が足りてないから、例えば、まあその多分事実だけを見ると、要は自然に起きないで目覚ましで起こされるってなると、その深い眠りの最中に起こされる場合があるわけでね、当然タイミングが合わなくて、
right.
そうすると眠りが浅くて起きてる状態により近いレム睡眠の時に起きるのとはやっぱりサーキュレートしてるホルモンのレベルが違うから、その急にその深い眠りの時に叩き起こされて起きた時から結構疲労感があるみたいな。だからそういう意味ではそもそも目覚ましを使わないで起きた方が一番いいんだけど、ただまあそういうわけにいかない人も多いから、スヌーズを使うことで例えば本人が何らかのメリットを感じている、例えばここで書いてあったのは、まあ、会社に車で行くときにスヌーズでちょっとでも長く寝た方がじゃあちゃんと集中して運転できるとか、何かしらそのメリットを感じているなら、それは実際にベネフィットがあるって言える場合もあるんだろうみたいな書き方だった。
They're saying you should have gone to bed earlier.
そう、もう早く寝ろってこと。Which everyone knows. そう、早く寝て、もう目覚ましを使わずに、何、すっきり目覚めるのが一番いいって、まあ誰でも分かるんだけど、それは。
Right.
ただまあそう、スヌーズ自体の研究があんまり少ないから、まあ、これ自体は結構面白いなと思ったけど。
So these people that use a snooze button, using it habitually, do we know if they want to do this, or are they sort of stuck in a weird cycle, or they're not good at going to sleep? You know, some people can just lie down and fall asleep, whereas some people on some nights, for whatever reason, maybe they're stressed out about stuff going on in their life, they can't just fall asleep that easily.
So they... マイケルはスヌーズ使ってる?
I do have a... I have an alarm clock, and it comes with a snooze button. which...
Well, yeah. だいたいついてるよね。
But usually
携帯にもついてるし。
Usually I just get up. I don't really...
Without the alarm?
Well, I have the problem of I want to go back to sleep, but I'm awake.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas the snooze button is like, I can't wake up.
Yeah.
I need a little more time. I mean,
yeah.
I could use the snooze button, but I just kind of give up on sleeping an extra 10 minutes or whatever, because it would take me that long to fall back asleep. If I ever fall back asleep.
あ、じゃあもうアラームの音で結構バッチリ起きちゃうってこと？一発
で。I usually wake up right before my alarm goes off.
Ah, okay, okay. And what time is your alarm set?
My alarm set, right now it's set for 9 a.m.
Ah, okay. いいね。いや、私も会社で働いてた時はもう完全にスヌーズ常習犯だったから、もうスヌーズなかったら生きられないぐらいの。
Well, I'm going to bed late. That's the thing. Because I'm
right.
working with some people that are in different time zones.
Right.
And they're usually working until about 3 a.m. So I could just keep sleeping. And some. I mean, I don't think that's the ideal situation, honestly.
Yeah, snooze... 地獄に陥ってるとやっぱスヌーズがないともうなんかスヌーズがデフォルトみたいになっちゃうじゃん、うん、私もそうだったけど、だから目覚ましをもう何分おきにかけるとかもやってたし、だから何7時5分、7時10分とか、
うん、
そうじゃないともう無理みたいな。
What are you doing now? Do you use an alarm clock?
今は一応7時に目覚ましをつけてるんだけど、息子が学校行かないといけないから、だけど基本的に息子が絶対7時前に起きて起こされるから、
うん、
そのもしもの時のために7時にかけてるって感じ。もうたまに7時15分とかに息子が起きる時あって、この1ヶ月で 1,2 回かな、でやべえみたいな感じがあったから、まあ、7時15分に起きても別に問題ないんだけど、念のため普段はだいたい息子が5時半から7時の間に起きる、何も誰にも起こされず勝手に起きるから、まあ、超理想の状態だよね、この論文で言ってるところの浅い眠りの時にファッて息子は理想の状態で起きて、私はその横で深い眠りに入っているところを無理やり起こされるっていう、この論文でいう理想的じゃない状態で毎日起こされてる。
What time are you going to bed?Usually,
so I try to go to bed around 10:30 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, around 11 to 12. かな。めっちゃピーポー言ってる。Yeah, だいたいそんぐらい。12時超えたらもうやばいって感じ。5時台に起こされる可能性があるから、それを考えるとちょっと怖い。
How bad do you think it is for you to not get good consistent sleep? Like how much faster are you aging? How much sooner are you going to die? Like, and is it reversible?
Aging.
Like can you just sleep later and get it back? Like do we know? Do we have the answers to stuff like this?
あ、でもあるよね。そういう論文結構あるよね。その寝だめとかは無理ですみたいな。そのじゃあ月から金まで全然寝てなくて、土日にいっぱい寝ればもう元に戻るプラマイゼロみたいなことではないですよっていう論文結構見たことある気がするけど、だからまあエイジングとかっていうよりは、私はやっぱ自分の機嫌、その朝毎日叩き起こされるじゃん。その時に、まあ、たまに私寝落ちしちゃうので、息子が、8時ぐらいにまあ寝るんだけど、そこで一緒に寝ちゃう時があって、でそこで7時に起きたらさ、もう11時間ぐらい寝てるわけじゃん、
うん、 Mm-hmm.
まあ、そうすると別に息子に起こされたところでさ、おはようって感じだけど、例えば12時1時とかまで起きちゃってて5時とかに起こされたらもうあーってなるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
でそっからさ、そんな元気にねおはようとかできなくて、もうあーってなったままもう起きて朝ごはん作って学校の準備して送ってって寒いしとか、自分のそのサイキにすごい影響があるから、
うん、
やっぱ早く寝ないとなって思ってる。
Yeah, I think I'm a bit sensitive to, I don't know, if I don't get enough sleep for several days in a row、
うん、
I'm just not in a super great mood、
うん、You're gonna you know, be cranky?
I don't know if it's necessarily cranky. Cranky is a strong word. You know.
Is it? For this context, you mean?
Yeah, like cranky is just like, you know, like kind of, you're just complaining and
being an asshole.
And yeah, just being rude and. did you hear about the James Corden restaurant thing?
Yes, of course. I live in London.
Okay. Did you see the
did you read this article or something, the screenshot that everyone's circulating about James Corden on a flight?
No. What was it?
That was really funny to me. I wanna pull it up. Hold on. So James Corden って日本でそんなに有名じゃないからだ、みんな何のこと言ってるかわかんないかな。
I think you've talked about him a few times. I don't really know who he is.
I have?
I think so.
When did I talk about it? Oh, when he was about to be cancelled for insulting BTS fans.
Yes.
Oh yeah, here. Yeah. So, I don't know the source of this, but... So, half an hour... So, this says, Tales from the Cockpit. Half an hour into a New York to London flight, passengers in business class noticed a woman with a crying baby being brought through the curtains by a flight attendant. They looked on in mild horror as they saw the attendant direct her into an empty seat next to James Corden. Expecting a huge celebrity hissy fit to kick off, Corden's cabin mates were impressed to see that he didn't say a word or make any sort of complaint. He simply put on a pair of noise-canceling headphones, pulled an eye mask over his eyes, and turned away from her to sleep. Pretty decent of him, right? When the plane landed, though, passengers were surprised to see Corden remain seated as the woman with the baby struggled to open the overhead locker. And even more surprised when she turned to Corden and said, "For fuck's sake, can you at least hold the baby while I get the backs down?" The woman was his wife. The baby was his baby.
Okay.
This is so bad if this was true. I thought this was funny. So, レストランのやつがあったから、みんながこれをなんかまた引っ張り出してきて、こいつはこういうやつなんだ、もともとみたいな感じで。
I don't know. This may not be related to his sleep situation. You know, he may just... this is just how he is.
Maybe he just needs to sleep more, yeah.
But I think everyone gets kind of irritable or cranky sometimes depending on what's going on, and you know, if you're famous, you're gonna get caught at some point being like just a jerk or something, or you know, maybe he was
argued
with his wife or he argued with his baby, who knows.
まあ私は個人的には少なくとも子供がいなかった時は別に寝不足で機嫌が悪くてもさ、その自分の機嫌悪さに気づくことがあんまないっていうか、そんな人に対して機嫌悪くしたりとかさ、まあ、誰かが私の忍耐力をそんなに試してくるようなこともないじゃん、まあ、朝なんて別に黙って準備したりするだけだしさ、そんなに朝っぱらかペラペラ人と喋るわけじゃないし、だけど子供いるとさ、もう朝からもう早く朝ごはん食べてほしいのに、もうなんかずっと喋ったり歌ったり踊ったりして食べてないとか、
うん、
でもじゃあうちは朝ごはん食べたらテレビ見ていいよってことにしてるから、学校行くまで、あもうほらテレビ見る時間なくなっちゃうよとか、あもう早く着替えないととか、もういろいろあるから、もう何朝っぱらからずっと忍耐力をテストされるわけだから、そこで自分の機嫌が悪いともう全部が大変じゃん、余計自分の機嫌も直さなきゃいけない、
Mm-hmm.
で、息子にも忍耐力試されてるみたいな。
Well, that's why we call it childish, right? When you're the child, you get to get upset about things, you get to complain about everything.
Yeah.
You know, you get to put all your problems on your parents because yeah. you're the child. And that's sort of, you know, once I guess you have a child and you're not the child, you can't really complain to your child. You're just going to be complaining back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's so hard to be a grown childish. Up. It's so hard to be the grown up in the family, you know. It's not easy.
Yeah.
大変ですよ. So
what have we learned about this snooze button?
なんか先週からそれ好きじゃない? その、じゃあこれは何を言っているんだろうか? その結論はじゃあ何なんだろうか?
What are we...
急に先週から言い始めたけど。
What's the insight here about the snooze button?
まあ、何かしらその、ね、結論があるかって言うとそうとは限らないからただこういうデータがありますよっていうだけで
Does it surprise you? 57%? Or does it surprise you that women use the snooze button 50% more than men? That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
It's like a big difference, isn't it? Like 50% more?
まあ、ただこれ、
like、
この450人がどういうデモグラフィーなのかよくわかんないんだけど、もともといろんな論文でその特に子育てしている女性が男性よりも睡眠時間が結構大幅に短いみたいなとかよく見るから、まあ、そういうこともあるのかなとか思ったけど、まあ 57% 別にびっくりはしないけど、それがノーマライズされていることはやっぱちょっとそう言われてみるとなんていうか健康的ではないよなっていうか、みんながスヌーズボタンを使わない、もうあと5分でもいいから寝たいっていうぐらい睡眠が足りてない、それがもう普通になっちゃってるとしたら、もうそれは確かにね理想的ではないというか、みんなかわいそうじゃん、
うん、
大変すぎるじゃん。だから、
so、We don't know how often people actually push the snooze buttonLike when we say use the snooze button, it's just like they use it, but we don't actually know how often
how many times.
They actually push the snooze button. Maybe your phone could tell you. I wonder if the iPhone like tracks that. Because I kind of want to know.
Like,
how often am I snooze buttoning? And has that gone up over time? And maybe it should like, it's like, dude, you're really leaning on the snooze button.
確かにね。普通に出せそうだもんね、簡単に。それは
Seems like it.
Yeah. 次、インディアナ大学の研究で大学生及び大学院生の 40% がセックス中に首を絞める行為に参加したことがあると答えていたことが分かりました。調査は米国中西部の学生4242人を対象に行われました。首を絞める行為の経験者は大学院生よりも大学生の方が多く、初めて行った年齢は平均19歳でしたが、経験者の4分の1は10代前半であったと回答していました。基本的には手を使い、平均的に10のうち 3.8 程度の強度で首を絞めており、最中に自分や相手が気を失ったことがあると答えたのは 1% 未満でしたが、頭が熱くなる、息ができない、涙が出るなどの経験が最も多く、首を絞められることで実際に快感を感じると答えたのはごく少数でした。その少数のうち快感を感じると答えたのは大学院生よりも大学生に多く、若者の間でセックス中に首を絞める行為が急速に普及している可能性があり、あまり快楽的でなく、かつ重大なリスクが伴うにもかかわらず主流になりつつあることについて、チームは不思議であるとしています。
A study by Indiana University found that 40% of college students and graduate students have engaged in sexual choking. The survey included 4,242 students from the American Midwest. The proportion of students who reported experience with this was higher among college students than graduate students.And the average age of respondents' first experience was 19. One-fourth of the respondents experienced this in their teens. In general, the hand is used with a force of about 3.8 out of 10. And while less than 1% of subjects reported either their partner or themselves going unconscious, Many reported experiencing their head feeling hot, not being able to breathe, and their eyes watering. While very few respondents reported any pleasant feeling from the act, more college students than graduate students reported having a pleasant experience, suggesting that choking during sex may have rapidly become popular among young people. The team suggests that it's strange that the practice has become so mainstream, despite it generally not being very pleasurable and bearing serious risk.
40% 結構すごくない？私ちょっとびっくりしたんだけど、この論文ではその、まあ、インターネットの普及とかもあるし、まあ、その過激化していて、高校で性行為について学校の先生が教える際にこういうラフなセックスとかこういう首を絞める行為とかうんぬんとかはさすがに言及してないわけだよね。多くが10代前半で経験しているにもかかわらず、その大人から若者に対してここまでやったら危ないですよとかそういう情報は何も当然渡してないで、このこういうことについて研究すらまだちゃんとされてない中で、高校の先生たちへのどうやって教育したらいいかっていう適切なアドバイスとかガイドラインも当然現時点では存在しないわけだよね。だから今後もうちょっとそれを、まあ、研究とかしてどうやってコミュニケートするかとかはやんなきゃいけないですねみたいなことが書いてあったんだけど。
Do you think this should be discouraged in a school setting or that they should be teaching people how to do it in a school setting?
Like, what are you talking about?
Like, what are you talking about? あれだけど、
いや、こういう、まあだから、
If you bring it up in school, everyone will try it because people are bored.And curious,
まあだからこういう危険があります、right? まあだから具体的な行為については言わなくても単純にその手荒なことをするその痛い相手が痛いかもしれない苦しいかもしれないとか、mm-hmm. っていうことをするときに当然そのコンセントお互いの同意は必要だし本当に痛くなっちゃったりとかなんか不可逆的な怪我をしたりとかする、まあ、怪我では済まされないことになったりとかすることもあるから気をつけましょうねみたいな話はちょっとしないといけないかもしれないっていう段階っていうことだよね 40% ってことは、
うん、
だからでもそうスピードが速いからさなんか私調べたんだけど例えばブロージョブはじゃあいつからメインストリームになったんだろうっていうのを、まあ、軽くちょっとネットで調べたんだけど、まあ、当然大昔から記録自体はあってカーマスートラとかエジプトの壁画とか、
right.
でこう禁止されて、まあ、宗教とかでの影響で禁止されてた文化とか時代とかも当然あるんだけどこんなにも主流になったのはやっぱり20世紀になってからなんだって、
hmm.
基本はこの1920年代とかにちょっとずつ言及が出てくるぐらいで90年代にクリントンのスキャンダルがあってそこからやっぱり映画とかメディアで結構軽い感じで言及されることになったみたいな。
Wait, so Bill Clinton is responsible for
I don't know if he's responsible
mainstreaming of blowjobs?
だから多分それまではこんなカジュアルになもんじゃなくてそのニュースで連日ブロージョブの話が出た結果みんながちょっと慣れちゃったんじゃないわかんないけどでちょっとね比較できるデータじゃないんだけど、まあ、参考までに1994年にこの1年間でオーラルセックスをした割合って聞いたときに男性が 27% 女性が 19% だったんだってそれが2012年に CDC が取ったデータだと20代前半でオーラルセックスをしたことある人の割合が女性が 81% 男性が 80%、
うん、
だからまあこの1年間でっていうのと、まあ、20代前半でやったことあるっていうのはちょっとそもそも違うから軸が、まあ、単純に比較はできないんだけど、はい、とはいえね全然違うというか
well,
かなりメインストリームになって
Do you think this is a bad thing? I mean this is like doesn't sexuality in 2022 involve like all sorts of you know really fringe broadExploratory deviance?
まあいい悪いは分かんないけどその、まあ、事実として、まあ、こうやってネットが普及してポルノが手軽に無料で誰でも見れるっていうところからその一時は 本当一部の人しかやってないエキストリームな刺激的行為だったものがいつの間にかみんなに普及してみんなが慣れちゃっても普通になってるみたいな、それはやっぱ、ね、ネットで、あ、こんなことしてる人もいるんだ、あんなこともできるんだとか、ネットがなければ、まあ、もうちょっと伝わる速度は遅いのかもしれないけど、ネットがあるから一瞬でね、あ、みんなこんなことしてんだとか、その学習してしまうというか、
Well, I think we've seen that a similar trend with like TikTok and what is the my or the OnlyFans and sort of all the cam girling that's going on. I'm sure there's like cam boys also. I don't know.
そうだから、
that's all been completely normalized. Like the OnlyFans, like.
そうね、
sort of amateur pornography level stuff has been largely normalized in Western culture. We see TV shows on like Netflix that are just absolutely, just aggressively, like sexually non-conformist,
yeah.
I guess you could say.
So
And
it,
that's
amateur...
all been normalized because when we...When we want to include everything and be open-minded to everything, then all sorts of things that are extreme or fringe are going to be presented as like as common or as normal or as acceptable, right?
So, amateur porn star とかもね、その別にお金を得る、それでお金を得る、生計を立てるのがプロフェッショナルと呼ぶのであれば、別に事務所に入ったりとか なんか訓練したり撮影所にいたりとかしなくてもプロにはなれる、お金は稼げるっていう意味で、アマチュアとプロの境界線がもうほぼないみたいな感じだもんね。
I think the amateurs are making way more money selling their bath water or whatever was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like this crazy stuff.
Yeah. ね、本当にだって月に何十億とか稼いでる人いるんだよね。いっぱい。その何十億単位ってすごすぎるじゃん。
And there are a lot of sort of they're not, it's not pornographic per se, but it's highly sexualized content. I mean, there are a lot of women that are on Twitch that are barely clothed, where it's sort of likeThere's like private sessions or something. People are donating to try to influence their behavior in sort of a sexual direction. And obviously, there are a lot of people that are in a difficult financial situation that may find that, you know, an appealing path in some ways or a way to.Remedy their current situation, even if they don't really want to be doing that. But
yeah, そうね。なんかアナルセックスとかもさ、もうかなり欧米だと特にもうかなりノーマライズされてるじゃん。
Yeah, it just
day
one. で
それもなんかイギリスのナショナルサーベイデータを見たら、過去10年間にストレートゲイの人じゃなくてストレートの人でアナルセックスやってる人っていうのが10年の間に 12.5% から 28.5% に増えてると。でアメリカは 30% から 45% に増えてる。だからもともとアメリカは10年前からまあまあ高いんだけど、それがもう半数近くなってるっていう。
I think they're teaching anal sex in some schools now with like visual diagrams and stuff.
Oh,
and、
God.
they're not saying、okay. how not, they're not saying like the risks associated with it or anything like that. It's like, here's how to explore
oh, God.
anal sex. And there's like pamphlets. And it's being given to children, essentially. I don't know if this is real. I mean, I just, someone sent this to me and it seemed legitimate. You never know these days. But I think because there are...You know, there are teenagers or young adults who might be gay and it's, you know, it's not vaginal intercourse.
Yeah, まあ他にね使える穴がない場合はもうそれしかないから全然いいけど、そうじゃない場合は結構ね怪我したりする人もいるからね。私は結構アドベンチャラスな方だと思うんだけど、アナルだけはもう死守、絶対やだ。私大学生の時にニューヨークに住んでる友達が出血多量で病院送りになったことがあって、そっからもう怖くなっちゃって絶対自分はやらないぞって
思ってる。 Are they okay now?
She's okay now, but she was traumatized for sure. She was like, no way, this is not worth it. 私も一時元彼がちょっと軽く匂わしてきたことがあって、その楽しいらしいよみたいな、その時私はあなたのアナル使うなら全然いいよって、もうあなたのやつになら私いくらでも入れてあげる、私のやつはちょっと使用不可なんでみたいなこと言ったらいやそれはいいやみたいな感じで言ったんだけどさ、その自分が、自分がアナルに入れてみてよかったから私におすすめしてくるならわかるけどさ、自分も何も入れたことない、かつ自分は別に何も入れたくないと思ってるのにそれを人にやらせようとするのはちょっと違うじゃんと思ってさ、待って、アナルは平等じゃん、その男女どっちにもあるという意味で対等だからさ。
I think people can do whatever they want, but it's just people should have some awareness aboutrisks associated with certain behavior.
そう、本当にそう。
And I think, but I don't think the way to do that is to like broadly inform, you know, every student in middle school.
Yeah, それはちょっとね。
About anal exploration or choking or I don't know.I almost feel like we should have an explicit warning before this topic specifically. It's like if you're like in the car and you have this on and you're with your family or something, it's like, oh, gee.
まあ、explicit mark つけてるから、気づいてない人もいるかもしれない。
Well, on the whole episode, but it's like, you know, you want to hear about the sleep or the snooze button. Like, that's so innocent, right? The snooze button.
Yeah. 確かにね。
Yeah, I don't know where it does seem like Western societies, I don't know, the sexual zeitgeist has sort of just been just blown out and just all sorts of behaviors have been like everyone's aware of all kinds of behavior.That was probably non-standard before, because of the prevalence, well, the use of pornography, and it's sort of like a social media algorithm or something. Like, it's like here's a video of sex, but here's a video of sex with like, and they're like in a crazy position, and there's like.15 people and there's like alligators around them and they have to like have sex while they skydive into this pit of alligators. It's like you're gonna click on that. I mean, not me, but there it's the level of stimulation gets ramped, right?
Yeah.
Because people become desensitized to things. We adapt to anything. People get used to almost any situation. You'll get used to it, you know?
ね、だからそういう意味では損だよね。そのちょっとなんか見えただけでさ、ふーみたいなのがもうなくなっちゃってさ、もうこんなもんじゃ全然満足できねえや、もっとすごいの、もっとすごいのみたいなさ、なると。
Yeah.
なんかこうちょっとしたことではもう興奮できなくなってしまうっていうのはある意味主としてはもったいないっちゃもったいないよね。
Well, it's the same thing with drug abuse and most addictions. You become right. desensitized to a certain level of exposure or intoxication, and you have to do more and more and more, and eventually you overdose and you die. And I don't know if that's happened with pornography yet, but even if you don't overdose and die, there is going to be some sort of psychological, I don't know, malformed state of mind that could develop, right? Like if someone's watching like thousands and thousands of increasingly aggressive like foot fetish videos or people getting kicked in the nuts or some of the weird, weird stuff.
日本でもさ、その週刊誌の表紙とか、そのグラビアのお姉さんとか、まあ、ちょっと胸とかお尻が強調されてるアニメの絵とか、それがこう問題になったりして、まあ、反対派と賛成派ですごいもうネットでバチバチになったりするけど、それもこうみんなが違う世界線に生きてるというかさ、そのちょっとお尻や胸が強調されたアニメなんてもうなんてことはない、こんなの全然エロいうちに入らないみたいな、もう見慣れすぎてそう思ってる人と、逆もうその軸の反対側でそういうの全く普段見てないから、そういうのちょっと見ただけでもわあすごいもう超セクシャルって思う人がいるわけじゃん、うん、それが同じ社会で暮らそうとしてるから、そういうなんていうか、いやこんぐらいはいいだろう、いやこれはやりすぎだみたいなさ、全然こう平行線のままみたいな、そういう意味で言うと、その今ロンドンに住んでて、そういうグラビアとかがさ街で見かけるとかないじゃん、
うん、
電車で、ね、水着のお姉さんの写真が貼ってあるとかそういうのもないし、
うん、
だから逆に言うとうちの息子は どこで初めてそういうのを見ることになるのかなみたいな、まあだから下着屋さん、ヴィクトリアシークレットとかはあるからさ、下着屋さんのとこにこう飾ってあるモデルのお姉さんの写真とか、そんぐらいしかないもんね、見る機会は。
Hmm. Like right now, where are you? I think it's just on the internet. And it's in movies, TV shows, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter...You know.
いやなんかテレビとかもさ、私たちの時は全然ね夜おっぱいとか出てたけど、今はその、まあ、特に欧米だと PG 何とかレーティングがさ厳しいじゃん、だからそんな子供が見てて急におっぱい出てくるとかそういう状況がないから、
oh, Well TV shows right now like maybe not on traditional TV whatever that is, I don't even know what that is now in the West, butTV shows like on Netflix, there's just like, you know, a barrage of dicks and titties and
but kids are on Netflix kids where there are no penises, there are no boobs. Well, no, some kids are, yeah.
Kids
sure,
are on the internet.
That's just up to the
and
parents.
And kids can watch whatever they want. Let's be, you know...Maybe below a certain age, maybe if they're like younger than 7, like there's some parental control, like clinging on.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about, though. Like what I found out was that, you know, in Japan, if you go onto the train, you will see these images, you know,
of like,
whereas we're here. So
someone
like Grabia, we're here. So there's none of that.So I'm just talking about like small children.
Well, I don't think attractive women in bathing suits is like bad at all, even if it's like in public. I know there was like this huge outrage over like the Beach Body Ready poster. Do you remember this?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Ma, I don't like the word beach body. That doesn't make any sense.
But that's not the point, right?
What is
the point
a beach
was
body?
The, you know, like her appearance.
I don't know. I know that there are a lot of people who don't like the term beach body because really just makes no sense. But...
Well, people...
Weren't you saying the other day that you saw... なんか日本でさ BJ なんちゃらみたいなアイドルグループがいる。
Oh yeah. Some, was it?
あ、違う、ホストだったんだ。あ、そうだ、そうだ。それめっちゃ今回のやつ。
It's like a bunch of dudes.
調べてて思い出した。
Yeah, and it said BJ group. Which would only happen in Japan.
そうだね。そう。ハッシュタグ only in Japan だよ。
There are so many of these. I don't know what it is. Is it gyaruo? These guys. Do you, would they be considered gyaruo? Not anymore, right? There's not really any gyaruo anymore. Are there?
ホスト系ってこと?
Like, yeah, this, but the, yeah, the, it's more extreme than just, I can't really describe it. They have like crazy hair. It's just, it's a very particular look. Do you know the look I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What do you call that look right now? Is there a name?
わかんない。ホスト系男子。
ホスト系男子。
わかんない。
What are the styles right now? Do you know? Like what they're called or like what these trends are?
わかんない。でも、
They're sort of the K-pop style, right?
Yeah.
And then there's this hostel K style.
Yeah.
Is the,
what else,
like,
do you see?
Is EXILE the, like, J-Soul Brothers style, like, gone now? Like, I haven't really seen that much.
いない? あ、そっか。もう終わったか。
Right now.
そっか。なんかちょっとだから。
I can only refer to it by the group names. But maybe that works.
Yeah, I don't really see like people, like boys who have crazy hairstyles or anything around here, but I don't know.
You need to look at some, maybe like the UK rock scene or...
Yeah, maybe I need to go clubbing or something. I'm just in a quiet neighborhood with, you know...
You just look out the window. I don't
families
see any
and children. Yeah, I'm like, I don't really see anyone that's dressed so crazy.
Have you been choked out before?
Choked out?
Yeah.
Like getting knocked out? No.
No, like not getting knocked out.
Just
that's
choked.
That's different. Like choked
like
until
sexual.
You were unconscious. Sexual or non-sexual?
No.
I think maybe not most, but a lot of boys have been choked, and some of them have been choked unconscious. It's sort of the go-to thing when kids fight. They get this like.
I'd be so mad if anyone did that to my son. I would just go kick their ass.
It'll happen. It'll happen a bunch of times.
No.
I've been put in headlocks. I've been put in headlocks at least a dozen times.
That's crazy.
I've put people in headlocks and choked them unconscious.
That's crazy.
Like that's, I wouldn't say it's normal, but it was normal for my childhood.
Yeah, not anymore.
People will do this headlock, this one. It's called a bulldog choke.
Ah, でも確かに私子供の時確かにそのはやったっていうか、そう気軽にこう気絶させるのが流行るみたいな時あったけど、本当にね。気絶したりとか死んじゃったりとかするからもう絶対にダメだよ。もうバカだよ。本当にバカ。
Did people choke themselves out or not choke themselves out? Choke. Well, some people try to choke themselves using like a string or something and
die. Yeah. That's very dangerous.
That's
too,
happened
yeah.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Which is like
yeah, 本当に危ないよ。
Really dangerous. Like yeah. No one should. I mean, nobody should be choking anyone, ideally. But...
そうね。Well, sexual choking, like, I've done it, but...
To who?
Not... I haven't... I've received it.
Okay.
But it's not...
So you have been choked, but you didn't go unconscious.
I have been choked, but not, like, choked. You know, it's just sort of like a... It's not, you know, like, it's not like he's trying to actually choke me. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not the goal. The goal is to sort of simulate this, like, hot image or something. And it's just this.
Is that like this? Like this? With the hand?
Yeah.
On the arteries on each side?
マイルさん、そこまでだからね、狙ってるわけじゃないから別に本当に苦しくさせようということじゃん。
So you have arteries on the left and right side. You know where you take your pulse?
Yeah.
Where you take your pulse on both sides of your neck, you have like pretty major arteries that supply blood flow to your brain.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan actually called that joke. He referred to it as a rape choke and got in a lot of trouble. People were like, yeah. upset.
Yeah.
But it kind of has this, I don't know.
Yeah, that's really aggressive. Not funny. Like, it just killed all the fun just now. But, yeah.
So effective. I
mean, it has to come from someone. It has to come from the receiver. You know, the receiver has to make a request. Always. That's how I feel about it. Like,
well, yeah,
you can't just randomly choke your partner just because you feel like it. You know.
Well, the person, someone having a hold of your neck like that, they could literally kill you. All they yeah. have to do is just keep choking you and you will die.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like very dangerous, and it obviously is like, I mean, if you would want to, if you were going to do it, you'd really want to trust the person that's doing it, obviously.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. So
which is why I think
yeah,
you know, people got upset when he said that.
Yeah.
But
so stupid.
Effective choking, I mean, from a jiu-jitsu standpoint, is the rear naked choke, like this way, in the bend of
right,
your
right, but no one's doing that during sex. Sorry, why are you bringing this up?
Well, just talking about the risks of choking. So, like, more research has been done on chokes through jiu-jitsu than anything else. Like,
oh, yeah,
by
so,
far.
And yeah, actually,
a lot
this...
of people have been choked out in
yeah.
jiu-jitsu practice. It happens all the time.
Right.
And if they release the choke as soon as you go unconscious, then we believe, people presume, that there's no permanent damage there.
Right. So in this paper too, it sort of talked about, you know, there are two kinds of choking, or three kinds. One is where you can't breathe, and then the next one is where the blood flow to your brain stops, mm-hmm. and then the third one is both are happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, you know, if it's like ちょっと苦しいかなぐらいとかだったらいいけど、本当に苦しいとか、その本当にもう何気を失いそうになっちゃうとか、視界がなんかおかしくなるとか、それはもういや、mm-hmm. どう考えてもやりすぎっていうか。
Yeah.
So,
well,
it's such a weird topic, but it's crazy. The 40% of kids, I mean, college kids, are doing this. It's, I mean, I just said that I've done it, but, but like, I was always assuming that it was more like the minority thing instead of okay. like the mainstream thing.
Uh-huh.
You know. So, like,
well,
I've
it's
done
strange that less than 1%. Have gone unconscious, like that's very
so
surprising.
The side note is that the paper said その気を失ったかどうかちょっとよく覚えてないみたいな人もいるみたいな、だもしかして一瞬とかちょっと飛んじゃってるかもしれないけど気づいてなくてリポートできてない、これあのセルフレポートだから、
mm-hmm.
だからもしかしたら 1% 以上いるのかもしれないみたいなことは注意書きとして書いてあって、
うん
ね、だからみんながそのねドアの向こうで何をやってるかっていうのを、まあ、ポルノでしか見ないわけだから、みんなそれぞれ何が普通で何が普通じゃないかっていうか、何が少数で何が多数かって本当に分かんないけど、なんとなくこうアイディアはあるじゃんね、これはまあみんなやってんだろうなとか、これはさすがにそんないっぱいやってないじゃないかなとかさあるけど、あるし自分もさ、これはそんなみんなやってないんじゃないかなみたいなことを やったこともなんかいろいろあるじゃん。でも これが 40% はちょっとさすがにちょっとびっくりしたかも。
I think different people have a totally different idea of what they think other people are doing.
Yeah.まあ、しかも友達とかに言わないしね。私もこんなとこで大広げに公開してるけどさ、別に友達に言ったことないもん。Yeah, I've been choked. Like, it's fun とかさ、言わないじゃん。わざわざ。
Was that? You don't have to answer this, but was that in your teens?
No, it's only with my husband.
Okay, I see.
Super private, but
I don't know if that's a wholesome answer. But
it's so wholesome. Aw, people will be like, "Aw, that's so sweet."
I don't really think that's wholesome.
But やっぱそのね、出会ったばっかりの人とかはさ、怖いじゃん。本当に死んじゃうかもしれないとかさ。
Mm.
だからやっぱね、相手を選ぶっていうか、それは当然そうだし。I don't know.
Have you seen the trends on TikTok and sort of these all the short form video stuff in general of people
doing stupid stuff,
like bending over and hyperventilating and then standing up real fast and like,
yeah, 最近なんかなんだっけ
blacking out.
あれなんだっけあれ NyQuil? NyQuil で肉を茹でるみたいな、それを食べるみたいので、mm. CDC かなんかがもう絶対やめてくださいみたいな。
NyQuil?
Yeah. You know, like, the liquid.
Yeah.
Medicine. So like... people are boiling chicken with NyQuil, and it's actually pretty dangerous because the vapor, right? So when it's boiling.
Chicken?
Yeah.So when NyQuil boils, it vaporizes, and then you're inhaling it.
Right.
And that's actually really bad for you, obviously. So I saw CDC or some institution saying, like, don't ever do this. This is not
oh my God.
Safe. But the chicken turns kind of bluish color, and, you know, these stupid people were just filming it. But
do they eat it? What is this?
Yeah.
They eat the chicken,
like
the blue
NyQuil
chicken?
NyQuil flavor, yeah.It's so dumb, right? But I think, まあどの時代もさ、
like、
どっか、いや、どっかその、ね、世界のどこかではそういうバカなことをしている人がいたと思うんだけど、それをこう、何十万人、何百万人とかに拡散させる方法がなかったから、ひっそりとやって、ひっそり死んだりしてただけだったと思うんだけど、今みんなが、ね、それを見て、子供とかだと真似しちゃうから。There's been、yeah. like crazy accidents too, right? I mean, some kids...try to do whatever that they saw on TikTok and they, you know, they just die.
So, yeah, well, specifically this passing out stuff has been quite popular with young kids. And when you're like 12 or 15 or something, like you're kind of learning about your own body. And
yeah, yeah.
That kind of stuff is like really interesting for a lot of kids that age.And they、yeah. start experimenting with stuff, you know, whether it's sexual stuff or passing out or whatever、yeah. sort of novel experiences. And this was going on, I mean, I'm sure it was going on pre-internet, but even when I was in like middle school, people were finding ways to like hyperventilate and cause themselves to black out and challenge other people to do it.And we'd see some kid like, just have his head down and be hyperventilating and cause himself to pass out and just like face plant. And
yeah.
It's like, oh. It's like.
もううちらが若い時っていうか、あれ大学生ぐらいの時か、高校生、大学生の時さ、Two Girls, One Cup すごい話題になったじゃん。もうさ、It blew up like crazy, right? And でもそれ今だったらさ、もうそんなの大量にありすぎてさ、別にそんな衝撃でもないというか、もうなんかあんなの全ての学生がさ衝撃を受けて今でも覚えてるわけじゃん。
Can't believe you
I didn't watch it. I never watched it, by the way.
Never? Really?
Never. Never. I'm so proud of it. 次。
Researchers at Cortical Labs and University College London have put 800,000 human and mouse brain cells in a dish and taught them to play the computer game Pong. The researchers call the system dish brain and suggest that this demonstrates that neurons in a dish can learn, display signs of intelligence, and interact with the world. Dish brain is a network of neurons exhibiting adaptive computation based on closed-loop structured feedback derived from the game Pong and delivered via a high-density multi-electrode array. Learning was exhibited in improved performance within 5 minutes of real-time gameplay. The authors summarized the findings in their paper as follows. Cultures display the ability to self-organize activity in a goal-directed manner in response to sparse sensory information about the consequences of their actions, which we term synthetic biological intelligence. The study was published last week on Wednesday in the journal Neuron by researchers at the University College London.
先週水曜日にネイチャーに掲載されたコーティカルラブスとユニバーシティカレッジロンドンの研究で、合計80万個の人とマウスの脳細胞をシャーレに入れ、コンピューター上の卓球ゲームポングの遊び方を学習させました。ディッシュブレインと名付けられたこのシャーレの中の神経細胞集団は、物事を学習し、知能の兆候を示し、世界と相互作用できることが実証されたとチームは述べています。ディッシュブレインはゲームポングから得るヘイループ構造のフィードバックに基づいて、高密度多電極アレイを介して適応的コンピューテーションを行います。ゲームプレイ開始5分以内にパフォーマンスが向上し、学習していることが確認できました。チームは、文化というのは自分自身の行動の結果から得られる散在する感覚情報に応じて目標に向かって自ら活動を組み立てる能力を示しており、私たちはこれを合成生物学的知能と呼んでいますと説明しています。
Yep.
So what exactly happens when they fail? Like when dish brain is playing pong?
It receives feedback through the electrical stimulation. I don't know if it's like, I don't know how they differentiate like
success and failure.
This is bad. Yeah. Is it like pain? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
But
that's what I was wondering.
Different signals. Yeah, I didn't really see a.specific explanation of the mechanism for I don't know if punishment's the right word, but negative feedback.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it necessarily needs to be negative and positive feedback, but rather just feedback or just positive feedback might be sufficient to direct the neurons.
いや、なんかそこが一番謎っていうか気になるところなんだけど。
So for us, our negative feedback is like pain, or
yeah,
like depression, or like suffering, right? But what does that even mean in an electrical sense? Our brain is what's making it negative, right?
Yeah, I mean something inconvenient has to happen, right, for you to want to avoid it.
Well, the pain, though, is a phenomenon generated by our own mind.
Right.
So the negative feedback is, it's not necessarily negative in the environment. It's what our mind cares about.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so does that mean that this dish mind, what is it called? Dish brain is like suffering, you know, when the ball gets past the paddle. I don't know, but somehow within that mind, it has developed a sense of like what direction it's trying to go, right?
Right, right.
Through the feedback.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, it doesn't have to be pain, right? I was imagining something more like if they fail, something gets blocked so that they can't grow as they want to or something like that, but I don't know.
Well, pain's not real, right?
Yeah, you're the one who brought up pain. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm using
like, pain. I didn't think that would.
So what are you, I don't know, what are you expecting the negative feedback to be?
I don't know, some kind of inconvenience, like they can't grow or I don't know, something gets blocked or I have no idea. So
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know if
really
they know.
I'm really curious.
I'm assuming they know.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure that's like a valid question, or if it's a relevant question in this case. I don't know.
Well, because if they're learning, then it means that there's something that makes it want to choose one way or the other, right? Success or failure in the game. And I'm just wondering what is motivating this thing to choose the success instead of the other way.
Well, how do our brains get feedback playing Pong? And why are we motivated?
We want to win, right?
Why?
We want to get the reward.
How do we know which thing gives us the reward? Like, does missing the ball give us a reward? Or does bouncing the ball give us the reward?
Well, the game decides that, right? And it tells you what you're supposed to be doing to win, of course.
Does it tell you? If it tells you, then maybe that we can just tell the dish brain. Like, maybe
how?
They just... I don't know.
How do they tell us? Like, how does this work?
I think we just start a Pong and... I don't remember there being like a tutorial for Pong, but I don't know.
It's such a mystery.
Answer.
誰か知ってる人いたら教えてほしい。めちゃくちゃ気になるんだけど、なんかそこがさ、一番大事なところっていうか、なんかそこが一番のなんか気になりポイントなんだけど、私は個人的には。
Well, what I found really interesting is how fast it learned and adapted to the framework.
There's a significant
difference between 0 and 5 and 5 to 15 minutes, which is sort of the intervals that they measured. The co-author guy named Carl Fristen, he said, the beautiful and pioneering aspect of this work rests on equipping the neurons with sensations, the feedback, and crucially, the ability to act on their world.
だからどうやってやったのかそれが知りたすぎる。ちょっとなんか、そっか。なんかすごい今あのモヤモヤがすごいんだよね。なんか目の前に霧がかかってる。
This is every mini brain story, and I don't know if something like that can be explained in a paper, in a way that like we would like the general public would understand. But I don't have the answer.
Right.
So.
Oh, 気になる。気になる。
Well, if you could talk to Dish Brain, what would you ask it? I guess you'd ask it that question. You'd ask it the same.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, so Mr. Dish Brain, how did you learn the difference between success and failure, and what is motivating you to choose success? You know, because I really want to know.
I honestly don't know how that works with us. I think we just evolved preference because of like thousands of generations of organisms being killed. Like that's where our preferences come from, you know?
Right. We just want rewards, right?
It's deeper than that. It's not even about what we want. Our motivations are like embedded largely at some deep lizard brain level from like millions of years of evolution, specifically to persist. Because anything that isn't geared to persist doesn't persist, you know? So it's, well, it's like,
yeah, I mean, for the game Pong, I mean, that's what I was talking about, but we just want to win because it's more fun.
So why doesn't the dish brain just want to win? Why is it more fun if we win? Like, what is this winning thing with Pong?
Because losing is not fun.
Why is,
well,
losing,
I think usually
not fun?
usually in games, if you don't win, you're stuck at the same state, right? And you have to do this over the same thing over and over again, and that's frustrating because you're not going anywhere. And I guess humans don't like to be stuck.
So maybe the ball would go and it would miss the paddle, and then the game would reset. And the dish brain is like, okay. And then the ball goes and it misses the paddle and the game would reset. At some point, the dish brain, like after about 5 minutes, the dish brain is like, all right.
Fuck this. I'm so bored.
Let's try hitting the ball. I don't know. It is curiosity innate in something like a dish brain? Is there some sort of like...
I don't know. So I have all these questions. Like,
does its behavior vary?
How does this
vary?
Work? I don't know.
I don't think anyone really knows that much about these sort of dish brains and like mini brain organelles and stuff like this. You know, like,
I've been thinking about this human desire to be free, to have freedom and choices. Because I, you know, there's a lot of stories about Iran and Ukraine and China and all kinds of things. And then I see my son, he's 4, and all the like people call it tantrums or, you know, terrible threes, terrible fours and all these things, but it's stemming from this desire to be free, you know, to sort of push the boundaries and see how far you can go. And you want more, you want your own choices and you don't want other people to dictate your life. Like, you know, like he's just testing it right now, and that's something innate. You know, no one taught him, no one talked him about freedom, no one told him like, oh, being free is way more fun, it's awesome, don't listen to your mother. No one has said that, but he's like katteni, you know, sort of exploring and see like the best way for him to be free and make his own decisions instead of someone telling him what to do or where to go. And this is so interesting to me. Like, we see all the news about dictators and people standing up against them and everything, but we do it when we're 4. It's hardwired. Like, it's something that we just crave.
You don't crave freedom?
I do. That's why I don't work in the office.
Right. But a lot of people are craving, like, perpetually sort of craving freedom and truth, you know?
Yeah.
And some people become obsessed with these ideas in an existential way, you know? And it stays with them like their whole life. And
yeah, and I always thought that it's something that you learn as you grow up, like, oh, you know, I want more freedom, something like that. But I see my son and I'm like, wait a minute, this starts really early. You know, this, he pushes back and...
You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. Like teenage boys, like when to become like a man from like...
Well, yeah, but teenagers, like I can imagine it because, you know, it's like halfway through, like もうちょっとで大人みたいな, and yeah, you want to make your own choices, you know. それ結構その、いろいろ考えた結果そうなってるのかなって私はそういう印象だったんだけど、 その 4歳 のテントラムって分解していったら結局そういうことじゃんっていう、その フリーダムと選択肢をくれっていうこと、その反発だから、人間ってやっぱこんなちっちゃい時からやっぱ自由とか選択肢が好きなんだっていう、そういう生き物なんだ。だそれを奪われることにものすごいストレスを感じる。
うん、
こんなちっちゃい時から。
That's、
それを毎日見させられてると結構、ああ。
I mean, freedom is still like the core of, I think, most of the issues going on today, whether it's political disagreement in the U.S. or, you know, over sovereignty.For warfare, over individual rights, like all of it involves decisions about people's freedoms in some way or another.
Yeah. Mm, and 本当にそう。 Like, you know, toddlers will be like, you close the door and they suddenly start crying and they'd be like, I wanted to do it. You know? You
Is that freedom?
Put straw in... They put straw into their juice and they'll be like, I wanted to do it. Like, why did you do it? All these things, it's like...
Well, that could be independence or, you know, self-reliance too. Like independence, like doing things yourself, getting to do things yourself. I mean, independence implies some increased freedom.
そうそう、yeah. そう繋がってんだよ、so. だからその自分でやるっていう選択をしたかったのに勝手に決めたなっていうことだから、
mm-hmm.
それがもう一日にめっちゃ何回も起きるからさ、
Do you feel like
自由が欲しい。
Freedoms are being reduced. A lot of people feel like freedoms are being taken away broadly. That we're being like infantilized or we're neotenizing.That the government is sort of becoming more like a parent and a guardian, and that means the government's responsible for more things, which means that they can tell people what to do in more circumstances, and sort of this people interpret this or see this as a trade-off between freedom and security or freedom and safety in
Right.
some ways, you know?Like, you are living in the place that has the most street surveillance on planet Earth. I mean, except for China.
Right.
And that is an exchange of your privacy for security. And privacy is obviously a big part of what enables freedom.
You know? Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I think it's happening. Like, I'm an adult. I'm an adult. Okay. I don't need the government to cover my
Says
ears.
Says a child.
I don't need the government to cover my ears or cover my eyes and censor something. Fuck off. I'm an adult. I'll decide, you know? That's how I feel. So I feel with a lot of the stuff that's gone on lately, like, I should be able to decide for myself.A lot more than what's going on lately. And a lot of people feel the same way. You know, I want to live in the real world. Oh, it's politically incorrect. Well, I want to live in the real world. I don't want to live in some government-sanctioned, warped, corrected, idealized BS world. You know, I want to live in the real world with what people really think. And I don't need the government to, like, cover my eyes or whatever, you know? So, I mean, that's... When I think about freedom lately, that's sort of, I guess, the tone of it, you know?
Hmm.
Like, just individual liberty.
Right. 次。
In 2018, astronomers observed a star 665 million light years from Earth be consumed by a black hole. Nearly 3 years later, the same black hole, now known as AT2018 HYZ, is mysteriously ejecting material at half the speed of light, without having swallowed anything since. This black hole reanimation was observed using the VLA, or Very Large Array Observatory, and occurred in June of 2021. Study co-author Edo Berger stated the following: "This is the first time that we have witnessed such a long delay between the feeding and the outflow. There was radio silence for the first 3 years, and now it's dramatically lit up to become one of the most radioluminous TDEs ever observed." The study was published last week in the Astrophysical Journal by researchers at the Harvard and Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics.
2018年に地球から6億6500万光年離れた星が AT2018HYZ というブラックホールに飲み込まれる様子が観測され、その後は何も飲み込まず時間が経過していましたが、今回アストロフィジカルジャーナルに掲載されたハーバード&スミソニアン天体物理学センターの研究で、それから約3年が経った昨年の6月、同じブラックホールが奇妙なことに光の速さの半分の速度で物質を放出していたことが分かりました。この現象は VLA 観測装置を用いて観測され、教授者のエド・バーガー氏は以下のように述べています。接触と放出の間にこれほど長い遅延があるのを目撃したのは初めてのことです。最初の3年間は全くの静けさでしたが、今は劇的に明るくなり、これまで観測されていた中で最も強い電波の輝きを放つ潮汐破壊現象の一つになりました。この3年間何してたんだろうね、中で。
Well, there's no reason to assume that the star material had actually past the across the event horizon, but rather it. I mean, if it did, that wouldn't make sense in terms of general relativity.
Right.
So we're assuming that it actually remained in the accretion disk, but it is
like they didn't get sucked in and they just stayed there. Until recently, ってこと?
We don't have the explanation for how this happened exactly. I think it is possible within our current understanding of physics. So it's not like new physics is required to explain this or anything. We think. I think there have been maybe two other events observed like this, but the material was not ejected. The material was ejected within like 100 days or something. So the 750 days for it to remain in the accretion disk is quite unexpected, and actually these
but possible.
Apparently, it happened, so now we think it's possible. We don't know how likely this is because we've only seen this happen once. This is the first time this has ever been something like this has ever been observed.
Right.
So actually, a bunch of other observatories have aimed to also gather data about this event. So apparently this star's material went in a circle around this black hole in the accretion disk for
3年間.
Years. Not quite 3 years, but yeah.
So weird, black holes.
Yeah. Singularity.
I saw that なんかこの放出を2回に分けてやってそれが見つかったこともあるみたいなの見たんだけど、それも珍しいんでしょ。
Hmm.
So usually they burp once, but then in this instance,
it burped twice.
Hmm.
そう、それも珍しい。謎すぎるわ。
Yeah. What do you think is going on? Do you have any?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't see the explanation. So, until you just told me, 今、
うん、
なんか3年間の中に詰まっ、どうなってたんだろうっていうか、よく意味がわかんない。なんでそんな、どこにあって何をしてたんだろうと思ったけど。
I think quantum physics permits the Hawking radiation to be emitted from a black hole, but this is a different phenomenon than Hawking radiation.
Hmm.
This is more like, I think it's called synchrotron radiation, something like that. But, yeah, I was reading about it earlier today, and it's too complicated, so... I just moved on.
よくわからんっていうこと。よくわからんってこと。
Synchrotron radiation is a little too, it's a little too much. I mean, let me.
そっか。
Should I? I didn't really.
もうこの間今溜まってるゲスト回あるじゃん、一個。あそこで聞きたかったね。
Yes.
もう今これが起きたから手を。何間に合わなかったけど、どう考えて先に特別編が来ちゃったか。
There were like three different black hole related stories. Like this week, there's one about a particular precession, like a wobble effect, in the moments immediately before a black hole merger. Which is quite interesting study. And then there's another paper about a black hole basically shooting a beam of radiation at some galaxy, and that the material, that beam, I don't know if beam's the right word, but it sounds cool. That beam was actually playing a role in the star formation in that galaxy, and this black hole is outside of the galaxy.
Yeah.
So there's actually this black hole influencing the evolution of a galaxy that it's not inside of. I think the black hole is actually inside of a different galaxy. So this one galaxy is like blasting material or radiation at another smaller galaxy, which is evolving differently because of that radiation. I didn't properly read that paper, so I might have bungled something there. But okay, so synchrotron radiation, also known as magnetobremsstrahlung radiation, is the electromagnetic radiation emitted when relativistic charged particles are subject to an acceleration perpendicular to their velocity. Okay, all right, let's bail.
Yeah,
do you
want to
hear more?
Maybe one more sentence.
Okay,
let's try.
It is produced artificially in some types of particle accelerators, or naturally by fast electrons moving through magnetic fields.
Okay.
The radiation produced in this way has a characteristic polarization, and the frequencies generated can range over a large portion of the electromagnetic spectrum. Synchrotron radiation is similar to Bremsstrahlung radiation.
そっちもわかんないよ。どうしたらいい?
The general term for radiation emitted by particles in a magnetic field is gyromagnetic radiation, for which synchrotron radiation is the ultra-relativistic special case.
Okay.
Radiation emitted by charged particles moving non-relativistically in a magnetic field is called cyclotron emission. For particles in the mildly relativistic range, approximately 85% of the speed of light, the emission is termed gyrosynchrotron radiation. Yeah, so this stuff is completely over my head.
Yeah. いやなんかフィジックス系のペーパーでタイトル見てあめっちゃ面白そうと思って読んでどんだけ読んでも分かんなくて諦めるって結構あるもん普通に、
yeah.
自分のもう知識の幅を超えすぎてて全然理解できないみたいな
I mean, this, if you go I mean if I sat down and went sentence by sentence and I spent like 5 minutes on each sentenceAnd I often do this, but this is pretty dense. You can actually develop a, you know, some understanding, but you're going to have to read, to understand this paragraph, you're going to have to read like 10 more articles about the concepts that are referenced in this paragraph.
Actually, there are just so many terms.
There's a paragraph here that might help. It says, in astrophysics, okay, this is relevant, synchrotron emission occurs, for instance, due to ultra-relativistic motion of a charged particle around a black hole. When the source follows a circular geodesic around the black hole, the synchrotron radiation occurs for orbits close to the photosphere where the motion is in the ultra-relativistic regime. Okay, that last part threw me off.
The last part, 意味わからないんだけど。途中までなんとなく確かにちょっとビジュアライズできそうかなって思ったけど Motion
So if you had like a round magnet that could bend if you had and you had light going around it in a circle like really fast for whatever reason this causes the emission of this synchrotron light and I have no idea if you can tell if the light is synchrotron light or if it's just regular photons you know when you like what's in being emitted so anyways apologies for wasting everyone's time on
that.
But it's interesting to see like what your limits of comprehension are
exactly this is really important because I think this has become really normal for us but we read a lot of papers every week right trying to look for you know interesting stories that we can comprehend to some extent and you know I think it's been at least for me it's a really good practice you know to test the limit of my comprehension and sometimes if I push myself a little bit do some research you know I understand kind of you know the gist of it or sometimes I don't even get the gist of it and I'm just like what the fuck is this about like just you know 自分にはもうさすがにこれは無理みたいなのも大量にあるしそれによってこう常になんかあ世の中には自分にわかんないことがこんなにもあるみたいな
So how
would 自分の知識がこんなにもリミテーションがあるんだみたいな。それ楽しいよね。
From that, how would you or what is your vague gist sort of understanding of synchrotron or synchrotron radiation? like how much
I don't know.
Like what would your like what is conceptually in your mind left over after being dragged through that
it's some exception it's
okay
not so common
well you know it has something to do with black holes in some cases
I got it
and it has something to do with particles moving in a circle In this case, the accretion
in
disk.
In the magnet.
I don't know if it necessarily needs to be electromagnetic. I think gravitational effects could also do this, but that's someone that understands synchrotron. Maybe they can
imagine
explain
being
it
someone who wrote this.
What if it's all made
up? It's crazy.
Where's my tinfoil hat? it's all made up. No one will notice
and
that I
wouldn't
just put
even
this
know.
Fake stuff in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. Yeah.
We wouldn't. We literally wouldn't know.
Yeah, we'd be like, wow, this is so tough. すごいなっつって終わりだよ。
Yeah, it's kind of concerning.
Have you been watching anything lately? TV shows, movies? Any movie after Top Gun?
No, but actually I saw Scott Manley explaining something about the scene in Top Gun. So a lot of people said that Maverick's ejection at Mach 10 in the fictional SR-72 what is it called? Dark Star experimental aircraft was unrealistic.
Okay.
And that you'd definitely die.
リアリティ求めてる人いたの？トップガンに。
Well, a lot of people said like you would die if you ejected at Mach 10. It's like
right.
Total. You know the concept of
plot armor? 最初のシーンのことでしょ？
Do you know what plot armor is?
No.
So if a character has plot armor, it's like they're kind
okay,
of
now I got it.
They're kind of too important. It's like they're wearing this armor because they're part of the plot. They like can't die right now. It just wouldn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
So like there were some, not allegations, but people were suggesting that Tom Cruise has plot armor and that's why he survived. Because of course he survived. Because of course it's the movie. but that in,
why would you complain about
that?
That's
in real
so
life he would be dead, right? Well, people want stuff to be realistic, right? So it's not misleading. If it's misleading, it's like
movies?
Fake news, right? If it's misleading, it's like fake news. If it's fake news, then it's like, oh, wow. You know, we need to call Snowden or something.
So stupid.
So apparently planes like the SR-72, I mean, I think that's a fictional aircraft, but the SR-71, certainly the Blackbird, would fly at super high altitude because it's a spy plane. And because they want to go super fast, which means you need to be at high altitude, so the atmosphere is thinner. Basically, Neil deGrasse Tyson said that the scene was unrealistic because he's going Mach 10 and he would have this many joules of energy and nobody can survive that many joules of energy because he'll just die. Mm-hmm. But actually at that altitude, the atmosphere is thin enough. I mean, what kills you is decelerating, not going fast, because people on the International Space Station are going super, super fast.
Right.
And they're not just like spontaneously dying, right?
Right.
So it depends how many air molecules are hitting you when you're going that fast.
Mm.
Anyways, he did a bunch of math and research and figured out that the deceleration at that altitude actually would not kill you. It's survivable. Okay. The problem would be that the friction with the air would cause you to heat up. And the air hitting you would reach a temperature of about 3,000 degrees Celsius. But if you were in an ejection pod, or if the cockpit of the aircraft itself ejected, then that's totally no problem, right?
Right.
So he gave an example of the B-58 Hustler bomber aircraft that had a hard shell ejection cocoon that would protect the pilot when they ejected.
And でも映画ではどうだったんだっけ?
They don't show that part.
Oh, they don't. Oh, okay.
It's just like he's like pulling back on the stick or whatever. He's like, or pushing it forward or whatever. He's going, there's like a thing and he's like, he's pushing it all the way forward, right? He's going as fast as the thing will go. And he's just, he's shaking and there's like, you know, that's just, they don't show the ejection, right? He just walks into the bar later.
Right.
Because he's Tom Cruise.
yeah. でもじゃあ席ごとだからエジェクトしたんだ。その窓とかついてる席ごとエジェクトしたんだったら確かに生き残れるかもってこと。
Yeah. So either a pod or the actual
cockpit. So Top Gun is basically a true story then.
It's that scene was accurate. It's sort of, because it seems like an impossible, it seems like Hollywood BS, right? He's in the experimental aircraft, it's Top Gun. Like, I thought like he should not survive the ejection. But I wasn't really thinking about like a cockpit ejection or like
right.
a pod ejection. So right. Scott was telling this story of how with the B-58 Hustler bomber aircraft, this was one of the first times that they developed a hard shell ejection pod. And so to test it, they put a bear in the pilot seat.
What?
And actually fired the rockets and ejected the pod with the bear in it. Like a bear.
Why bear?
So they can see
so random
how much trauma there was to the bear.
Yeah.
And because they don't want to put a human in there because they might die.
Well, yeah, but bears are harder to handle than, you know, dogs or monkeys or something, no?
Well, they just go to the woods and they shoot some bear with a dart. Or maybe they go to the zoo. I don't know. Someone has a spare bear.
Okay. So anyway, so what was the result?
So the bear was actually completely fine. He didn't have
just
any...
Just like Tom Cruise.
The bear was totally fine. Didn't have any injuries. Just walking around. Happy, healthy bear after the ejection. But they had to make sure. So they did an autopsy.
Right. Oh.
And they did an autopsy.
What was
and they
the
found,
point of surviving?
They found
then?
That the bear was completely fine.
Oh, no. The bear would be like, I told you. I told you guys.
I was totally fine.
Oh, man. Okay. That's so sad.
Yeah. So that story of using the bear, I thought was quite.
Yeah.
It was quite interesting. They used to use animals that way a lot. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
The Soviet Union launched a dog into space. The United States has launched a chimpanzee into space. But those are sort of the well-known examples, but there have been many, many, many tests done with animals sort of on a, you know, less public level for the development of things like this. Usually... instead of using a human being. So, you know, that's sort of, that was the justification at the time. I don't think anyone's testing ejection seats now with bears.
Good.
I don't know. Maybe in some countries they still do, but.
Mojokoshi no tekisto と各エピソードごとの宿題バイリンガルニュース公式アプリチェックしてみてください。アップストアか Google の Google プレイストアで、検索すると出てくると思います。宿題は文法とかリスニングのディクテーション単語問題とかいろんな問題を出しているのでぜひやってみて自分がどれぐらい理解しているかとかテストしてみてください。と、読み放題プランも宿題プランもどちらも無料お試し期間があるのでぜひやってみてください。 Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトでストアもあります。いろんなグッズを販売しているのでぜひチェックしてみてください。
One thing I wanted to mention, you know, we tweeted the legs video.
Yeah, Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg legs video.
Yeah.
Apparently, the legs video was not a real demo of the
what?
Oculus Pro's leg tracking. It was done with motion capture.
What is it
capture.
Then? What?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Isn't it?
What's the point of the video then?
I guess it's to show us what it could be like or what it might be like or something, But they didn't say anything about that in the presentation, as far as I remember. And so when I heard about
this, that's bullshit.
I was like, dude, Zuck. Like, I trusted.
Yeah, no, that's I never trusted Zuck.
I never trusted Zuck. But I was getting close.
That's messed up.
I was getting close to trusting Zuckerberg. And then this shit. And I'm like,
oh no.
We tweeted fake news. We should probably be banned from Twitter forever.
Oh no. 最近マイケルちょっとね、あの、こう格闘技のやつとかを見てさ、ああ、やっぱザッカーバーグも人間なんだみたいなさ、ちょっとこう寄ってたのに。He ruined it. He ruined your trust.
He ruined it. Major turn off.
Too bad. Yeah. Yeah, that's messed up. That's so misleading.
So apparently he said this in some interview that was transcribed and then turned into articles and then, you know, so it's sort of like I haven't seen the primary source of this, of Zuckerberg saying that this is motion capture, you know, so.
Okay.
I don't want to like go the other way and say something that's fake in the other direction.
Wait, so where did you see that this was motion capture?
There's tons of articles about this. People are saying that it wasn't the real deal and it was motion capture. Apparently Zuckerberg said that himself in a recent interview, but like it doesn't seem like something people would make up, but with the amount of like just fake news flying around these days, it's like kind of hard to
Why would they make a 100% sure motion capture video. That's crazy.
Do you remember Nikola?
No.
Okay. Nikola. I think we talked about Nikola before. Nikola was an EV. I guess they still exist, but Nikola is an EV startup founded by Trevor Milton, who's this guy who was saying they're going to have these hydrogen trucks and it's going to be amazing. Anyways, they made a video of one of their supposed hydrogen trucks driving on the road. And they raised so much money. They had so many investments. I mean, it was like billions and billions and billions of dollars. And they didn't have a real product at all, really.
It
turned out that that truck, that hydrogen truck, was rolling downhill. That's it. There was no propulsion. And they have like a drone flying around it. And it's like, oh my God, the truck's ready. And it's like, it was literally rolling downhill. And people invested so much money. There are people that invested millions and millions, like individual people, like people with families took their life savings and invested into Tesla, or not Tesla, goddammit. If they did that, they'd be fine. Into Nikola. The reason that I thought of that is, so people thought that Nikola, some people thought that Nikola would be like the next Tesla, because Tesla stock went up like 8,000%.
That would have been so confusing. Right? The names are, it's terrible.
I'm glad I caught myself. But the truck was just rolling downhill. It wasn't real. And now he's going to jail. He lost his suit. He's having to pay a bunch of money. He's in a bunch of trouble. So that sort of deceptive practice, because Meta is a public company. People invest in Meta. If you show people something and you make people think that you have something ready, like leg tracking, and you don't, and it's motion capture, and that's misleading, that can get you in trouble with like the SEC or something, you know, or investors or whoever.
Yeah.
So it was pretty disappointing. I'm glad it was clarified within days or a week or whatever. But come on, Zuck. I want to see. I don't know.
He took advantage of you.
Everyone believed that, right? Everyone believed it, right? Everyone. Okay.
Because why would you make a fake video? I mean, なんかさ、車とかで確かにコンセプトビデオみたいなのあるじゃん。もう明らかに CG のやつとかさ。Mm-hmm. あ、これはコンセプトなんだなってわかるけど、VR の映像なんてさ、全部がそういう何作られた映像なんだからさ、そう、本当のやつと本当じゃないやつなんて見分けられるわけないじゃんね。だからもうその映像にこうスタンプでさ書いといてくれないと、これはイメージ映像ですみたいな、実際のトラッカー使ったやつじゃありません
イメージ映像 is such a weird term it doesn't make any sense 確かに
日本語だったら
イメージ映像、
確かにイメージ映像、yeah. 確かにナンブレッドとかと一緒だよね。
ナンブレッド、
yeah
well like
non means bread right。So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Non-bread、okay. is like bread, bread.
Or it's not bread.
Yeah. I saw、Shang Wang っていう人の stand up.
Shang Wang?
Yeah.
Or Shane Wang.
Shang Wang.
Shang?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Shang yeah, Wang.
It has G at the end, both.
Okay.
But I don't know how to actually pronounce it. Okay. But
in person?
It was on Netflix. And no. Just on Netflix. I think he's Taiwanese American. Can't remember. But he was really funny. So I recommend it.
What did he say? Or what was funny?
Just a bunch of funny stuff. Like, I don't want to ruin it, you know?
So is it Asian jokes anything, or is it has nothing to do with that?
Yeah, he does have some Asian jokes as well.
Okay. Is it the Asian jokes I've heard a million times already?
No, it was really funny. 結構なんか声出して笑っちゃう感じだった。I really liked it. And he's really mellow. なんかガーって叫んで大きい声で喋るタイプじゃなくて、He's really, really chill, super mellow, but then very clever and funny.
Yeah, I haven't seen any good stand-up. You just saw this,
watch
on,
this one
on
Netflix.
Look, buddy. I don't
you
have,
won't be disappointed.
I actually don't have Netflix.
Oh, so what do you
Netflix
have?
Netflix is kicking people off. They're not letting people share the thing.
You know the thing.
What am I saying?
What do you have account. Again? You have... What do you have? Amazon?
Do I have I have Amazon Prime.
Prime,
that,
yeah.
That、
okay.
lets me use Amazon videos, right? It's、yeah. the same thing, yeah? I don't、yeah. really use it. I don't really watch TV shows or movies, I guess. Apparently, I don't. I thought I did, but apparently.、
Hmm. I'm on a、so、free trial of Apple TV right now.
Oh.
For、How's、a week.、That? So I'm just binge watching...Pachinko right now.
Pachinko?
Oh, and yeah, I tweeted it. But so yeah, so I'm watching, I was watching Pachinko and on
Pachinko?
Episode
is it,
six.
Is it?
It's about.
It's Japanese?
This, it's Korean. And well, it's a Hollywood show, but then it's mostly in Korean and Japanese.
Do they call it Pachinko?
The show is called Pachinko,
Where's Pachinko from? Is that?
日本でしょ?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about なんか在日の人のその反省というか人生。
Wait, where does that word come from? Pachinko.
わかんない。
Is there? There's no kanji for it, is there?
No. Pachinko 語源。
Is pachin like the sound?
Pachin. Pachin ってなるから、それに語が。なんでこうつけたのわかんないわかんない。まあ、とにかくその番組があってエピソード5か6かなんか見てたら あれこの人見たことある誰だっけこの人 He looks so familiar と思ったら近藤司さんだった Do you remember、he came onto our show、報道バズの、
Yeah I saw your tweet
そうめっちゃびっくりしてしかもなんかすごいいい役なのなんか本当ワンシーンなんだけどなんか、
like、
そこだけめっちゃ癒される
Is he a cameo or an extra or is he like he just has like a one scene
Yeah he has one scene and he has lines and Yeah, I was like, ah, なんか癒されると思って。そう、めっちゃびっくりした。急になんか知ってる人出てきたから。
That's cool.
I mean, there are some actors, especially older, like grandmas. I've seen them a lot in Korean TV shows, like Korean dramas.
Hmm.
But mostly, it's not like they're hiring a bunch of blockbuster famous actors and actresses, I don't think.
Is this so, about pachinko or is this...
It's not about pachinko. It's about, so, you know, like occupation.
We don't really like when they name stuff just something as generic as pachinko, right?
Oh, no. Pachinko も出てくるよ. There's... So
well,
the
know,
main character
like,
is a
name,
guy and...
You know, it's sort of like the Kim Kardashian thing. Like kimono.
Yeah, but this is...
Amazon
yeah, but this
or,
this is not really... I mean, they filmed it... I think the production was an American company, I think. Like Hollywood company.
Mm.
But it's based on a book, Korean book.
Mm-hmm.
And... Again, it's basically all in English and Japanese and Korean. And sometimes, you know, some Americans show up and they speak in English, but it's different from some bullshit, you know, Last Samurai type thing.
Wait, I like Last Samurai.
Where, like, you know, everyone
You've
speaks
seen
in
Last
English
Samurai, right?
in Japan. Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it so far. It's really, really, really well made, I would think.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, Apple TV ある人は、もうとっくにみんな見てると思うんだけど、結構今更なんだけど、ずっと見たかったから。
There are some good documentaries on there. There's one called... Hmm. I think it's called Tiny World.
Ah, oh, right, yeah.
It's a nature documentary about various
right.
very small creatures, or some of them are the smallest species of a certain, what am I trying to say? Like family of animals. So
right.
like the smallest frog, or this is the smallest... They have one part of it. It's the smallest cat in the world.
Hmm.
And it's like...
I have to watch
it's
it.
It's like leaf size.
What?
It's like really tiny.
What? Oh, that would be so cute. I would just pass out.
Yeah.
I watched the Woodstock 99 documentary. That was...
Hmm.
That was crazy.
What is that about? Is that about Woodstock? I mean,
yeah, about like how it, because that's the one that was the most disastrous, right?
Oh, okay, so it's not about like Hendrix Woodstock.
The famous one was motto mae, right? Like 60s or something, I forget, but
with Hendrix,
70s,
yeah.
Like the hippie, you know, very peaceful and everyone's like helping each other, just hippie. Like happy peace and
I think it was the 60s,
happiness, that kind of stuff. But then they sort of made a mistake of making it all about money, a typical mistake. And then they cut corners everywhere to make the most profit. And that turned into this crazy disaster. And the participants got really frustrated and angry over the course of 2-3 days. And they started destroying everything and...
So it's kind of like Firefest or something. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was a bit different, but yeah. And it so back then the first Woodstock or the famous one about peace and everything, the music was really different. It was really about peace and mellow, but this 99 one was like Limp Bizkit and, you know, all these natsukashi hitodachi, but it's all about rage and breaking stuff. And
so this documentary is about a specific concert in 1999.
The famous one.
That's very specific.
You know, thousands of people were treated because of the heat, and they didn't have enough water because the water that they were selling inside was overly expensive, and it was all kids, you know, young people, and everyone became, you know, too horny, and it was like sexual assault everywhere.
What?
Yeah, it was such a mess. And the promoters, the organizers blaming Limp Bizkit for instigating, and, you know, just... でも出てる人たちは本当にもううちらの世代ドンペだからシェリル・クローとかさそういうなんていうの、ジュエルとか like wow 懐かしいそういうこう懐かしいけど確かに音楽の内容が結構激しいものが多いからみんなもお酒飲んで酔っ払って疲れてるし寝てないしご飯も食べてないし水もないしめっちゃ暑いみたいな
What do you think of Burning Man?
What do I think of Burning Man? Do they still do it?
I don't think they've had... Oh, yeah.
I don't hear about it anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, they do? Oh,
okay. Yeah. I mean, Burning Man, it's probably bigger
Definitely
than
not
it's
on
ever
my
been.
Feed. Definitely not on my feed. It used to be.
Burning Man is...
And I know people who go like every year or something, and they love it so much, like cult.
They really do. I haven't been, but I have friends that...
Yeah.
でも
途中から結構さ、その元々言ってた人たちが文句言うようになったじゃん。やっぱ金持ち、その貧富の差がすごい出るみたいな。
まあ、なんか
金持ちたちは、いや、like、金持ちたちはさ、もう全然なんか、この場所にいる意味がないぐらいもう、ラグジュリアスな体験をしてるみたいな、その、元々の野外フェス感みたいな。Yeah, and people enjoy it, right? I guess. I don't know.
It has become a thing where there are like rich people that
so.
Have like a whole setup.
Yeah,
they,
yeah, yeah.
They team up with like other rich people and they get a bunch of people to like do stuff and run this whole like glamping operation.
それがあってなんか私の中ではこうかっこいいなんかミステリアスなちょっとアングラっぽいイベントっていうイメージがもう完全にぶち壊されてただの金持ちの道楽みたいなイメージしかない
can't let some rich people you know ruin
they ruined it
no
they've already ruined it it's too late
if that's true then like every island you've been to is completely ruined by like all these resorts and billionaires showing up and like you know like that
Well, yeah, but they market it that way, like, oh, this luxurious resort, you know, whereas this
well, yeah, they
outdoor
do.
Festival
they do.
Is about this, like, spirit and, you know, I don't know, in the desert and, oh, everything is so hard. It's so far from your own reality and
You don't
blah,
think
blah,
there
blah.
Are, like, these tour packages? You just pay, like, 10 grand and, it, you know, comes with a jacuzzi and AC and Wi-Fi and... Starlink and some binoculars.
They at least market it that way. Like, oh, you know, comfortable. We offer you all the comfort.
I don't.
Even more comfortable than.
There's supposed
your
to be
own
no exchange of money there, you know?
Right.
And supposedly that culture is still alive where people are. Giving each other Good. Things for free.
Oh my god,
like,
I can't believe we're talking about Burning Man in 2022. It feels like no one's talking about it anymore.
Really?
It was huge in what? When was it? Like forever ago, right?
It's not going to show up in the feeds of, you know,
Moms.
Mothers around our age.
It
I don't know. If we're
like,
going to talk about Woodstock in 1999, you might as well talk about Burning Man, seems like.
I guess. Yeah, 一時期めっちゃ流行って it felt like everyone was talking about it.
You
right?
mean when we were like Burning Man age? I think it's
yeah.
mostly young. Yeah, it's mostly young people. Younger people. We're so young.
Yeah.
But younger people going. To Burning Man's.
And like they will post thousands and thousands of pictures, selected
so
pictures on Instagram.
You wouldn't go to Burning Man.
Now? Probably not.
Well, not like right now, but at, you know, ever.
I don't think I would ever go at this point.
Seems interesting.
I like outdoor music festivals, though.
Isn't that what it is, mostly? Or I guess really mostly fun, it's...
But I don't want to be stuck on the desert for days or something.
Yeah, I think you have to, like, ride like a bicycle at this age, around I need... and wear goggles.
Yeah, I need comfort. Yeah.
You need to, like, wear a mask and goggles.
Yeah.
Everyone's still wearing a mask here, by the way. So it's not much of an adaptation for me to go.
¿何パーセントぐらい? Is it
82%?
82%? Around your neighborhood?
Or just say
everywhere?
It's pretty consistent across Tokyo.
Ah, so.
But there's more, there are more tourists now. And they are not wearing a mask. And they're like looking around at everyone wearing a mask.
Yeah. Like,
Because they, I was like in a cafe and this foreigner like came to the entrance and he sort of like reached for, he's like started to get his mask out and he's like, And they didn't put it on.
Right, right. So, but 80%台だったら徐々に減ってきてはいるんだね.
A little bit, yeah. But we're still
yeah, so I'm 確かにそれをなんか忘れてんだよねずっとだから December に I'm planning to go back.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get some masks.
それまでに12月もまだあれかな 80% 台なのかなでも冬だからね寒いから別にマスクするの嫌じゃないもんね夏は辛いけど
Yeah.
What about kids though? And maybe you don't really see kids.
I do. They're not wearing a mask.
Like small children.
They're not. So,
okay. Because my son is not used to it at all.
I don't think anyone
was lucky in a sense that he didn't have to wear it in Japan. Giri giri. And we came here. So.
Is the UK going to go bankrupt? I mean, it's probably not going to go bankrupt. But people are worried about like the UK pension system right now.
Okay.
Have you heard anything about that?
No.
The pound has moved.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's a lot of coverage about pensioners. I saw a video of this older lady crying and say, like, the title was A Toast is a Luxury Now or something like that. Pretty grim.
Hmm.
Like, she can't afford food, heating, etc.
It sounds like the UK government was sort of set up the pension system as like a levered sort of a derivative based sort of risky investment.
I see.
Which
yeah, I don't know anything about cuz I don't you know.
It's not at the top of your list.
I'm not in the pension plan here. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, these systems are really complex and boring, anyways. But,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, まあ新しい首相がすごい人気ないからどうなるのかねっていうのとかはよく見るけど。
I have been seeing that.
Yeah, I don't think people like her.
Do you like her?
I have no opinion.
You have no opinion? Or you're withholding your opinion? Or you just
No. I just don't have enough information to make the decision.
Is it...
But
what's her name? Truss? Is that
Truss. Liz Truss.
Okay. And what party is that?
Tory?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really... understand the politics here.
Mada.
Mada wakarimasen. Yoku. But. Teka, I don't know why they call it the Tories, the conservative party. Why do they call it Tory?
I don't know.
やっぱ人の国はわかんない。 Oh, as a political term, Tory was an insult. Huh. Outlaw, robber, from the Irish word. Ah, Irish なのか。That entered English politics during the Exclusion Bill crisis of 1678 to 1681. めちゃくちゃ歴史あるじゃん。なるほどね。
It's old stuff.
ゲイリックなんだ。それわかんないわ。なるほど。
ゲイリック。
そっか。まあ。いや、終わり。バイ。
バイ。